I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. You can email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And I'm Bob Serio. How
are you? Good. Bob Serio's here. He's going to be talking about home theater, the big home theater show. And Bob comes in every now and again to tell us what's new with digital TVs, 4K, antennas, cutting the cord, home automation. So Bob's here to talk about all that. So if you've got a question now before Black Friday, right?
That's it, yeah.
Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. If you're just trying to figure out whether or not you should go for that 4K, or it's OLED, quad pixel,
QLED,
you name it, we can all talk about it. So what's going on, Bob? It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's been interesting. You know, we keep improving our bag of tricks, I guess. You know, we come up with all kinds of different designs and things. A really cool one that we just came up with, we didn't talk about this before, is a lot of people in my age bracket, you know, that 60-ish, y'all getting ready to retire and stuff like that.
Right.
The newest thing has been band rooms.
So you can get out the old axe and start playing.
Yeah, but now we're doing them sort of wireless. So what we do is we put a rack together with guitar amplifier emulators.
Okay.
I custom build these heavy-duty in-wall speakers. They're about 4 or 5 feet tall.
Nice.
Couple them up with a 1,000-watt subwoofer. So all you have to do is show up to the house with your guitar, and you either A, use a wireless body pack to connect to the mixer, or we have jacks set up around the wall. So you just take, come out of your guitar, plug into the wall, plug your microphone into the wall, and then the mixer is controlled by an iPad or an Android device.
Thank you for that.
Depending on the, I know, I don't want to hurt your feelings. You know,
not my feelings, my wallet.
And then you basically, we set it all up, and then people have little parties and open mic nights at their house, and then you don't have guitar amplifiers, wires, cables, and stuff all over the place. Electronic drums, them in. So then you can now get the level of what you want. So a lot of people get a big kick out of that. So that's been one of my new newer designs that I've done.
That's cool. So this is the season, right, to start looking at, you know, upgrading your TVs and what have you. And, you know, I did it last year myself. I went to a 4K Sony.
Yeah.
And generally, I like it. I don't know that I can see that much of a difference. Maybe it's just me. I mean, it's a good, it's a nice TV.
Yeah.
Are you seeing a big uptick in 4K? I mean, I heard 8K is coming.
Well, yeah, I don't think 8K is going to really be in the picture yet for a while because they have to get the bandwidth of the broadcast. But no, pretty much only sell 4K TVs now because now that's the common TV and the prices are down, you know, $499, $599, $799, depending on the kind of TV level that you want. And a lot of it's really based on the video processing, you know, dual core, quad core, octa core. Processors to handle all the streaming.
But that's a big point right there. So you get this great 4K spec.
Yeah.
It'll do 4K, but will it do 4K well?
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Same thing when we talk about i3 computers. It's a computer.
Yeah.
It has a processor, but will it process your stuff well? i3, I would contend no. i5 and up, yeah.
Right.
So same thing with the TV. So just because it says 4K, you got to look for more than just that.
Right. Because that's just the amount of pixels that are on the screen.
Right. Potential.
Potential. And then you have formulations of the pixels. So you have, that's what the Samsung is doing, the quantum dot.
Right.
And then the LG camp is the OLED, which is sort of like a direct drive where you have actual pixels on a glass, like a plasma TV, but set organic light emitting diodes.
Yeah, it's supposed to offer the most natural, most high-definition, color saturation type of approach than LCD or LED.
Yeah, theoretically, yeah.
Right.
I mean, in reality, you have to look at a couple of tolerances, things that you're willing to live with one way or the other, whether it be OLED or QLED.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, yes, OLED should have infinite black levels because you actually can turn the pixels off completely.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas QLED is sort of like a nano crystal. It's a different kind of crystal film layered between the LCDs, but it's backlit with LED lights.
Right.
And you can pretty much dim them down to actually work with a strobing effect to create the dimming levels that fast.
Yep.
In there. But I would say that for probably 95% of the people, the price of the QLED will give them almost what the OLED would give them.
Right.
And you save $1,000 in a sense if you're getting like a 65-inch TV and stuff
right.
like that.
And again, you put it side by side, you probably couldn't even tell.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I was at a show recently where they had the Sony, the LG, and the Samsung all calibrated by
top level manufacturers. Yeah.
In fact, the Sony is an LG panel.
Is it?
Yeah, because they're the ones making the OLED screens.
Gotcha.
And then a lot of LCD screens come from Samsung.
Gotcha.
It's the drive engine that makes the difference on the picture quality.
Right.
It's how it's being driven. But anyway, when they're all professionally calibrated, they look really, really close. I mean, it's hard to buy a bad looking TV, but
for $5,000, yeah, I think I better it better be good.
But what I get worried about is longevity,
right?
Unit to unit consistency, the reliability. What's the factory's attitude for out of warranty when you're slightly out of warranty?
Right.
You know, stuff like that. That's where companies like Sony are starting to come around because, you know, they pretty much almost went out of business in the TV business because they were taking a beating on it.
Right.
And a lot of Japanese companies, basically, you don't really see Panasonic anymore. You don't see Toshiba. I think Hisense, a Chinese company, just bought Toshiba's rights to that name for TVs.
Yeah.
But what happened was is that when we were making the transition from CRT
tube style
to plasma TV,
right?
Plasma TV was like way better than LCD TV ever could be.
Oh, yeah.
And the Japanese put a lot of money into those plants.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with their financial crisis, the tsunami and all this stuff, they don't have the money to upgrade the plants. Where the Korean companies started out making screens for Dell and all these other companies that have computer monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And they just made it better and better and better and better and better.
Right.
And then eventually they caught up. And now in certain ways – they have additional benefits that emulate what you would get out of an older plasma TV with far better efficiency on
your power.
Your power. Mm-hmm. You have your screen life. You don't really have the burn-in issue.
Right.
There's a lot of things that really came a long way, a lot lighter, you know, easier to hang on the wall. I mean, so there's a lot of benefits that other than just saying, okay, this is this picture and that's that picture. And, okay, which one do you like better, you know?
The other aspect, too, is when you get your 4K TV, whichever you choose, you need to make sure that the content is delivered that way. So you need – there's only a couple of 4K DVD manufacturers from what I understand still. There's only two that I could find when I did my upgrade, Panasonic and one other like Samsung.
Yeah, Samsung has them. Sony – everybody has 4K players
now. They do?
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Back, but, a year ago they didn't. There's only two
It's
out
not
there.
Even so much the 4K players is that – was that – content recorded on film? Was that content recorded on 1080p digital? Was it recorded in 4K digital?
Right. So, good point. Right. You could just say, hey, it's 4K, but they just upscaled it or something.
Right. So that's where the video processing, the quad core, octa core, and all that other stuff come back into play because now you have to take 1080 material.
Right.
Or even your old 480 Andy Griffith Show material.
And you have can all start whistling if you like.
Yeah, you could. You have to upscale it so it looks good on the TV.
Right.
So, but if you get like, for example, Samsung has one of these little so many terabyte drives that you can plug in that has true 4K content on it.
Mm-hmm. So you can get proof. Here's what it looks like. Here's what it could look
it's
like.
It's quite amazing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And especially when you get to the the HQR, the high contrast. I slipped my head.
High
just
dynamic
talking,
range.
High HDR. I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's okay.
HDR.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, we
for
got
about.
QLED, OLED, HDR. We got all these different acronyms.
Too many acronyms.
In there. And again, a lot of it is adjustments and calibrations because you can go out and get a top-of-the-line TV and just take it out of the box and use it. And then it's going to look okay, but it's not going to look right.
Right. So. And there's still even TV stations that bother me if I watch – if I occasionally catch a football game, you know, some of the broadcasts of high definition on some of the broadcasters is just crappier than others.
Yes, it's
true. I mean,
true.
They don't put the money into the broadcast. I think Fox has got a better broadcast when they put mm-hmm. up their NFL than other stations. And it's like, why am I looking at this pixely mess
right.
when I can look at a cleaner game? You know, all the flags are flying still, but yeah. you know, it's an interesting thing when you pay all this money for this great TV and they're not even going to broadcast it to you in a better
yes,
signal.
Exactly.
Maybe it's me, but it seems that way.
No, no, it's true, because sometimes you can watch a football game and it's kind of a lot of pixelated. It's
right.
not really the TV, it's the actually camera and
yeah.
the transmission.
Yeah.
And, you know, realistically, the TV stations are taking their slot
right,
and they're
right.
chopping it up into four pieces, so
right.
you're not getting full, uncompressed high definition bandwidth, because they have, you know, like a high definition, then they have like a channel for Cozy, a channel
mm-hmm.
for antenna TV,
right.
all off that sideband that's in there.
Right. Either way, the Jets still lose. So, what am I
gonna
do? So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock with Bob Serio. You have your chance now to talk to the expert about what you want to do with your home theater. You know, you want to upgrade your speakers, get them in the walls. You want to go 4K. You want to look at what's next in televisions. Give us a ring. If you want to cut the cord, we can talk about antennas too. We've done that in the past, and Bob's got some recommendations for that. So feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Lines are wide open. We'll be right back.
Andy Griffith.
There's Andy Griffith. I thought it was a commercial. I'm like, what's going on here? So we are back. We have four lines wide open. Feel free to get online. Bob Serio's in studio from Perfect Vision and Sound out there in Avon. And he is your home theater expert. So if you're looking to upgrade during this holiday season, because Black Friday is coming, Bob, and right, isn't that the best time to buy a TV? Technically, is it all smoke and mirrors, or is it truly
oh, no,
the best time?
It's true. It's yeah. true. TVs that, you know, would say, for example, be maybe $18.99 to $12.99.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that was $12.99 could be $7.99.
Wow.
Really good deal. So you can get a nice TV,
mm-hmm.
Maybe sometimes even get a slightly step-up model for less money than you normally pay for the basic model,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. And it's truly everybody works on really low money.
Yeah.
A few percents, really.
Gotcha. But it's all made up in the volume.
It's all made up in the volume. You know, literally, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
also, too, you know, depending on if you're just a big box retailer or an internet retailer, you basically just sell the TV and
right.
somebody tries to figure out from there. For us, works out. We give you the TV
right.
and then we have the installation and service and things along those lines.
Right.
But more importantly, I think we also help you pick the right TV so you don't
yeah.
overbuy or underbuy, and this way you're more happy. And once in a while you make a mistake, you buy the wrong TV, we'll come
right.
back and swap it for you.
Well, the thing about, you know, putting it up, I mean, I'm not very handy. I think I've told people that enough on the air, but I'm really not that handy. I would worry about it falling off the wall.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a company like you that can get you the same price on the TV and
yep.
then install it properly.
Yep.
So I know that I can tell my wife, honey, that won't fall off the wall.
Yeah.
The picture I hung probably will, but the TV won't.
Yeah.
And that's really key for me. So, all right, we got some calls coming in. Let's get some answers for them. You ready, Bob?
I'm ready. What do you got?
All right, we're going to go to David in Harmington first. Morning, David.
Hi.
What's going on?
I have a TV antenna question.
Sure.
I'm using an antenna now, but it was a pre-digital setup. And what I want to do is to move up into a premium antenna. It's on the roof with a tripod, 8-foot mast, and maybe what name brand and where I should, what direction I should go. I'm in Harwinton. I'm in the highest spot in Harwinton almost, and I have a pretty good shot south and east, which is where the stations are located.
Yep. Well, you have it done right. I can tell you that right now, because you have a tripod.
Yes.
You have a mast. Do you have a rotor?
Yes.
I mean, you have virtually all you need. So the only thing, depending on how old the antenna is, if they oxidize or if some of the elements broke off or something along those lines, it's really – there's no such thing really as a digital antenna. Everybody jumps on that thing there. It's – you know, you have a UHF, VHF antenna, which if it's in good shape, should be fine. What's going to be more important is the what we usually put up on regular mast antennas is we use a preamp to drive the coax wire, because years
yep.
ago they used flat wire,
right.
and flat wire was susceptible to picking up extraneous signals and causing ghosting, but it doesn't really happen with digital.
I have to use a preamp or I get nothing.
Right. So you have a preamp driving the coax. So we use RG6 Quad Shield, which is a good heavy-duty 1 dB per 100-foot loss wire.
Give me that description again, or what?
It's called Quad Shield.
Yeah, Quad, right.
Yeah, and it's what they call a 60-40 braid. So it only has 1 decibel loss per 100 feet versus regular RG6 is 3 decibels loss per 100 feet. And that's a lot.
Right.
That's the difference between having the antenna on the roof and the antenna in the attic. It's about 3 dB.
Hmm.
So that's how much signal you can lose or gain.
My system, I have really two antennas. One is a VHF and the other is UHF.
Okay.
And the UHF, which is gives me the most of my channels, that is like a flat screen. It looks like a chicken wire screen with six
bow ties
on it.
Yeah. Great. You have a lot of good stuff. To me, in my mind, it would be looking at the wiring, having a channel master or a WineGuard type preamp up there going down some of this Quad Shield. You've got to ground it properly for lightning when it's outside. It's got to be bonded to the main electrical rod or the cold water pipe so everything is on the same ground.
Right.
Then from there, if you're going to go to multiple TVs, you use the internal coax, if you had cable TV or something along those lines, to go into a distribution amplifier. So I usually have like an 8-way splitter amplifier that works within that TV band, and then you get really good TV to all the locations. So a lot of times you do 3, 4, 5, 6 rooms or 8 rooms.
How many channels do you think you can get out there in Harlington with that setup?
Boy. If the antenna is sitting in the right spot, more like 60, I would think.
60?
You know? Yeah, I would think so, yeah. Because if you do a regular channel scan, like with that little WineGuard we were talking about, most people get 30, 35 channels.
That's where I'm at now.
Nice. Yeah. And it costs you what?
Nothing.
There we go.
Yep. I would tend to think that because you did it right the first time, you're in good shape, and it's just a matter of a lot of times the connectors and the depending on what kind of wire, is it coax or flat wire off that antenna?
Well, I have my antenna started out as flat wire, but right up, I go into a preamp that's mounted up on the mast.
Perfect.
And then coax all the way down from there.
Nice. Yeah,
that's the way to go. It's just a matter of sometimes those coax connections oxidize. You get a bad ground, and you got to cut them off and put them back on and use weatherproof connectors.
But the new digital antennas, it's UHF and VHF all in one antenna now.
Yeah, but I think you got a better one.
Okay. All right.
All right, David. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so very much.
All right. So we'll be taking those types of questions. Anything about TVs you want? We're here till 11 o'clock. We've got Bob Serio, Perfect Vision and Sound in studio. He's going to do his best to help you out. So Ralph, Diane, Rich, hang on. One line open for you. We'll be right back. And we are back. Just a reminder, UConn's playing up at Fenway against BC. That's the marching band. They'll be there at halftime. But the football team will be there as well. We wish them the best. And it's going to be pretty crappy weather, but it should be fun up there, up at Fenway, to have a football game. We are back here talking with Bob Serio, Perfect Vision and Sound. And just off air, we're talking a little bit about this because Bob Shorey talked about the fact that the Star Wars movie's coming out, the new one, and it's 2 hours and some odd minutes long.
2 hours and 30 minutes. It's the longest episode yet.
That's great, but you can't go find a seat.
Yeah, but Bob Serio is the one that can set up your theater in your home and make it beautiful.
That's
actually better.
Yeah, I mean, I was even driving in today thinking, somebody was talking about how great the seats were at the movie theaters. You're like, you decide to go to the movies. It's not typically something you plan for a week in advance, right? So it's a whimsical thing. Hey, guys, what do you want to do today? Let's go to the movies. Or it's just like we decide to go bowling. You're not planning on a weekend in advance to go bowling. You say, hey, let's go bowling.
Right.
Now, there's no seats. You can't go to a movie. We went to a couple premieres of a couple movies with my family. I think it was 3 times we walked in there, and there's no seats.
Yeah.
And, of course, the kids are like, Dad, you got to buy them in advance. Enough of this crap. I'm just going to sit at home and wait for it to come out on DVD or something.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous.
I've gone to the theater in Plainville several times and not been able to get a seat, so we just left.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking. So, I know they're trying to say, hey, we can make a comfortable living room atmosphere for you, charge you $1 billion popcorn, and you'll be, but if you can't sit there, what are you doing, guys? I had no problem sitting in a smaller seat. I could go and watch a movie.
Relax.
We would never have an issue finding a seat at a theater before they put those big chairs,
recliners in. Yeah.
The moment they put those recliners in, you can't get a seat anymore for anything. So we just wait. And I can't wait to find Dunkirk. I mean, I want to see that movie. But it's not out yet.
I usually leave it to my daughter or my son. They go on the app somewhere and they get the get the seats ahead of time, and we just show up and kind of go in. But it's, again, it takes the spontaneity out.
Away, yeah. So, I mean, good luck, movie theaters, but I'm just going to wait for the CD to come out, put it on my 4K TV, and enjoy a popcorn for almost nothing.
Disney is doing their own streaming service to compete with Netflix and Amazon and all these others.
Yeah.
And in a year, you'll be able to see all the Star Wars episodes in your home.
Ooh.
So,
well, we
you
already
can get
have
Bob
DVDs.
Serio to set it up.
Yeah,
you just be patient. You don't have to see it on the first day.
Right.
It'll probably sound and look better anyway.
So. Absolutely.
Well, if you think about all the Star Wars stuff, I mean, what's his name? They kept remastering him and resending him out. I mean, how many DVDs do we all have? Yeah, Lucas.
You don't have to worry about people with their cell phones and going out and bringing back popcorn
getting up and
spilling
down,
it all over you.
Spilling their jujubes on you. All right, let's get back to you. Let's get to your calls. Let's go to Ralph in Willimantic next. Hey, Ralph, what's up?
Hi, guys. Very timely guest. We are fleeing the state of Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Good luck.
And we're doing a gut rehab on a home in West Palm Beach.
Nice.
And I'm considering a fully integrated system, much like the Crestron system.
Yeah, with all the money you're going to save in taxes, you're going to have all sorts of money to put in your audio system.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's
I'd like to hear what the pitfalls might be with a system like the Crestron system, or should I go with parts and pieces and try to put it together on the fly?
Hmm. Okay, that's Crestron is actually an excellent choice. This is where you got to really figure out what's going on, because there's basically two systems available from Crestron. One is called Ping, and the other is the full-blown processor where you have to hire a programmer. But the quality of programmers are terrible.
What?
Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And they give Crestron a bad name when it's not the product's fault, it's the programmer. I've been hired by Crestron quite a few times to go in and fix people's houses who haven't worked in 5, 6, 7 years. Yeah. They spent a fortune on lighting and shading and thermostats, and it never works right.
So it was a Crestron trunk slammer, as it were.
Yeah, sort of. But these guys, you know, you got to be very, very methodical and logical if you're going to do a full-blown Crestron program using the MC3 processor. Mm. Now, a neat thing, if your house is not is your place going to be fairly large? How many square feet are you thinking?
It's about 5,000 square feet.
Okay, that's good. That's not crazy. So you may want to look into the Crestron Ping, P-Y-N-G, crestron.com/ping. Okay, and what it is, it's partly installed by an installer, set up by an installer, but you can rework the programming on your iPad. You have to use an iPad. Sorry, I've had to bring that up. No Androids allowed on this one. But so anyway, you can do thermostats, shading, lighting control. You can do some pool control. You know, you can do a lot of different things that go on a network.
Mm.
And if you know, you can do, you know, 30, 40, 50 lights, you know, if you want to do something like that. A lot of times people work with landscape lighting, and then some interior lighting like the kitchen and whatever. And the nice thing is that the Crestron dimmers or switches, depending on if you're going to dim or switch, work with a wide variety of LED bulbs. So when you start getting into lighting control, you got to know what kind of – they call it in the industry a lamp. It's not a light bulb. They make it fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know what kind of light bulb you're getting and what kind of dimmer you're using, because if you either go to the Crestron website, they'll tell you if you get this DIMEX wall box dimmer, you know, replaces a regular light switch, it'll tell you what lights, lamps that they work with. When they actually test them, they'll give you like a green, a yellow, or a red rating.
Mm-hmm.
So all the light bulbs that are green, you can go and buy, like whether it be a Cree from Home Depot or GE or something along those lines. So you got to have light bulb compatibility with your light dimmers, or else they're going to flicker and burn out and things along those
lines. One of my biggest regrets is that I bought LEDs so soon, because I didn't know that these systems are going to be designed to work that way.
Yeah.
So now you got to redo your LEDs again.
See, the other good thing, what I like about Crestron is that their products are forward and backward compatible. So a lot of times if you buy a different brand of system that's where the equipment's manufactured by somebody else, Crestron manufactures a lot of their own products.
Mm-hmm.
Their stuff is forward and backwards compatible. So 6, 7, 8 years from now, if one of your dimmer burns out, you can put a new dimmer in. It will be backwards compatible with their system. But a lot of companies, if you buy a whole lighting system, 7 years from now, 8 years from now, one dimmer breaks. You can't put the new dimmer in. It will not work on the system.
Yeah.
It's a standalone piece. Yes. Same thing with shading.
Planned obsolescence.
Yeah.
Let's talk about audio and speakers.
Yep.
I'm going to fill the house with speakers.
Okay.
What brands do you like? What are the pitfalls of placement?
Okay. I made a lot of changes about 10 years ago when manufacturing of these particular speakers used to be made either in Florida, they were made in, you know, Maryland, they were made in Chicago, you know, they were made stateside. But when we started getting into a lot of overseas OEM manufacturing, a lot of the products are very similar regardless of the brand name because they're all made in one or two different warehouses, OEM companies in China.
Mm.
So I started making a change. So what happens is, what if you're looking at, say, it could be a Polk, a Definitive, whatever. A brand I use is called Episode. And what happens is they're all engineered in the United States to a certain quality level, price performance level, and then they build them overseas and bring them in by the container load. So I found that a lot of the times, a lot of the speakers were overpriced for what you needed for an in-ceiling or in-wall speaker. So I generally find it, in reality, most of the times, $299 to $399 a pair for most rooms, you know, in-ceiling, thin bezel. You don't have the big, ring like you have on the lights, the older mm-hmm. lights. The grill goes over the whole speaker, and it looks really, really clean.
Yeah.
Sits really flush to the ceiling. So most of the times, you either get a 6.5-inch or an 8-inch round ceiling speaker, and you put them up in the ceilings. Generally, if it's a larger room where you want more even coverage, I put 4 speakers in. If you're going to go smaller, you know, or if you don't want to put 4 speakers in the ceiling, a lot of times I'll go kitty-cornered to kind of just get the sound dispersed. Because in a secondary environment that's not really a sitting room to sit down and listen, like a surround sound system or a music room, mm-hmm. you want the sound dispersed. Dining rooms, living rooms, kitchens, things along those lines.
Background.
Background. So it just gives a nice atmosphere for holiday parties along those lines.
Yeah.
So that's what I usually recommend. The other thing that I really like a lot, I think gives you a lot of bang for the buck, is the Sonos product. So, for example, what I do when I wire a house for Sonos, say I'm going to do like a few bedrooms and a few other rooms, I like to take the Sonos amp, put it in the bedroom closet, then I have a short run from the speaker to the bedroom closet,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a power outlet in the closet. And then sometimes, we were talking about the spanning tree thing, so depending on how big your system is, a lot of times I like to hardwire the Sonos down to the router. This way I don't have to load up my Wi-Fi system with stuff all over the place.
Right.
But the Sonos would be a great way to go. And then you can name it room by room by room, kitchen, dining room, living room, master bedroom, master bathroom, guest room.
I can do that with the Crestron programming. So do I really need to spend the money on the Sonos?
Well, that's just the programming, but you still need the amplifier and speakers, unless you want to get all Crestron amps and speakers.
Yeah. I don't know about speakers, but the Crestron system would be one single brand. Seems to me that would be the best way to go.
For most of the products, I would say I would do their shades, I would do their thermostats, I would do their lights. You know, basically those kind of things, and then it can interface if you're going to have a pool, the Jandy pool controller. That kind of thing. So that simplifies it down, because then with the app on the Ping system versus the MC3 or the Pro processors that they have, you could tweak it up yourself, you know, because you have an astronomical time clock, so you can set up sunrise, sunset format. So a lot of times people, like when I do lighting systems for outside, I'll set up a whole variety of lights to come on 20 minutes after sunset, because at sunset it's still really light out.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 minutes after sunset, I have a wide variety of lights come on just to make the house look nice and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes people have like 11 o'clock, 11:30, they'll have a bunch of lights turn off. And then 20 minutes before sunrise, I have the rest of the lights turn off, that kind of thing. And so that's one way to do it. Then you have garage door openers. You have locks. So if
all
you,
part of Crestron.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah, so you can have your garage door on a contact closure through Crestron. So through your mobile pro app, if you're off-site, you can then, if you have a repair guy coming over and you're not going to be home, you can have him call you when your eyes at your house.
And you can let him
open
in.
Up the garage door, boom.
And it'll tell you if you left it open overnight.
Yeah, yeah. It has feedback, right?
Is there a monthly cost, too, for that,
no.
Crestron? There you go.
No, just send me $100. That's it.
So, all right, Ralph, we got to take a break here. Is that get you started on your expedition to anywhere but here?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much, guys.
You're
very
welcome.
Informative. Thanks.
Hey, Ralph, thanks for calling. All right, so Ralph Scott, as he's fleeing the state, will be all set in his new home somewhere south. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Two lines open for you guys, those of you who are still staying here. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And Diane and Rich, hang on. We'll get to your calls. We'll be right back. And we are back. Where you come, Margie Man. They're going to be performing for, I think, the last time, up in the last quote-unquote home game up there, but it's going to be at Fenway. So if you're heading up to Fenway early there to check out Boston, good luck. Hope the weather holds out for you, but it doesn't look good. But they're going to be taking on, who are they taking on? I'm not even sure who they're taking on. But they are going to be playing, no, they're playing BC. Come on, wake up, Eric. All right, let's get back to your calls. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Let's go right to Diane in Middletown with a soundbar question. Hey, Diane.
Hello.
What's up?
We have an LG OLED TV.
Okay.
And the sound is basically just tinny.
Tinny?
Yes.
Yeah. It's mostly a picture that they went for, not the sound.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because we do have Panasonic plasma. I think it's 2006, and I mean the sound is so much better.
Right.
Picture's comparable.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm thinking, is it a soundbar that I want? I want speakers.
Well, you have a couple of different avenues to go in, and the first avenue would be a matching soundbar, whether it be probably LG, I guess would be interesting to go with, or Samsung or one of those, which basically just enhances the sound of the TV. Because if you ever opened up one of these flat-screen TVs...
she hasn't.
If you get your Philips... Panasonic.
Take the TV off the wall, lay it on its face, get a Phillips screwdriver, pop the back off. You'll find these speakers are about, you know, a quarter the size of your pinky.
Really?
Yeah, they're really, really small, and they're like in a tube, sort of like a soda bottle, you know, when you blow on top of it,
yeah,
whoop,
yeah,
that kind of thing. And they're only capable of so much, you know, mostly mid-range. So a lot of people like to augment the TVs with a soundbar. So if you get soundbar A, which is just designed to enhance the sound of that TV, you usually have an optical cable up to the TV and the wireless subwoofer.
Oh, so it's all being driven from the TV.
Yeah, driven off the TV, and the amplifier built into the soundbar.
Nice. Clean,
enhances
simple.
It quite a bit.
Yeah.
The other avenue, and those could be $299, $399, $499, depending on the quality of that soundbar. A soundbar that I really like a lot is the Sonos soundbar, the Playbar. And what I like about that, you have not only do you connect it up to your TV with just the optical cable, it comes with a really thin one that you can do that with. But they also have, if you have an iPhone, sorry again, Eric.
No, we don't.
You don't have an iPhone? There you go.
It has you use your iPhone with a with the Sonos app. Has called TruePlay, and you walk around the room with your iPhone, and it uses the microphone, and iPhones are all the same. So it uses the iPhone.
A little thinner, a little lighter, but go ahead.
Uses the microphone to measure the sound quality of the room, reflections and distances and bass and treble, and it tunes that Sonos soundbar to the room for a much bigger sound than just – it actually sounds not quite like surround sound, but it sounds quite bigger.
Good. Yeah.
And that's $699, but also when – you can either have the TV on or off, but when the TV is off, it's a full sound system. So you have your Pandora, your Sirius XM. You can even get TIC Radio, AM, streaming. Computer Talk with Tab in the morning.
There you go.
Nice and quiet, no buzzes and hums. So you can hear Eric and his, and Bob in their full clarity.
Nice.
In there. So, and then they also make a matching wireless subwoofer that will give it, you know, more bass. So instead of buying a whole stereo receiver and all this other stuff,
you don't need
it anymore.
Nice.
And it's all software, firmware, updatable. Mm-hmm. So actually, the Sonos equipment that's 10 years old is just as up-to-date as the stuff you buy today.
Okay.
A good thing. That's a great thing about technology that does that. So Crestron, and Sonos, they do that.
Yes. And Sonos, I think they're doing a national discount this week coming up. So I think there might be $100 off the Play Bar. So every retailer, including myself, will have the special pricing on these soundbars.
And the benefit of having just getting a Sonos is the idea that you get the extra features rather than just a stupid speaker.
Right.
So you get double value there, Dan.
And this way you don't have to buy a receiver and all these other speakers.
Yeah.
It really helps you build a nice system. Sound system.
That's not too expensive. The OLED TV was the monster.
Not as bad as the Panasonic when we bought that.
Oh, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, back in the old days.
This is my car years ago.
Yeah,
those were expensive.
Yeah. But it's still working.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a Panasonic. No. Yeah. Which one do I have? A Pioneer. I have a Pioneer that I've actually still got using today, and it's a plasma, and it's probably over a decade old now.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just be careful of surges. That's the only thing that usually blows the TVs in the house.
Yeah. All right. We're going to step out, Diane, for a quick break here. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank
All right.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We have three lines open for you. Bob Serio's in studio, Perfect Vision and Sound. He's our home theater, home automation, pool automation expert. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, if you want to find out what's next and what you should be doing for the holidays. We'll be right back.